You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Our regular segment with Andrew Little is back. Tuvaa speaks to him about the reducing backlog for surgery wait times and also asks about some calls relating to the independent Pharmac report. Here he is now.
Last week, you announced a special task force to tackle delays in hospital waiting lists caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. What is the time frame for this task force to complete getting the backlog of surgeries done? Will this take months or years?
Well, we're trying to avoid it taking years. So there's a number of things they'll do. They've already got stuck into the work of looking at lists, working out what can be done straight away. But the idea is that by about September, they'll have to make a plan for the people who need, particularly the more complex surgeries that might require a stay in hospital of more than a day or two, have a plan to deal with those. And the variety of things they will look at to deal with that will be, you know, going out to the private hospitals, looking at if one hospital in the public sector doesn't have the capacity, then looking at where else in the public sector hospital network there might be capacity to do a particular procedure. So looking through all of those things. In some of the cases too, it'll be asking the question, is a particular procedure necessary? So we've had the situation where in Canterbury, women with urological issues, rather than surgery, they've been using a more sophisticated form of physiotherapy that's actually been fixing the problem for many of those women, and they've reduced their surgical waiting list quite considerably. So it's looking at all those sorts of possibilities to get that waiting list down.
How will the new health system reform play a role in this catch-up? What advantages do a National Health and Māori Health Authority have?
Well, actually, that's what's being played out now. It's the fact that there'll be it's a single system. Every hospital is just seen as part of a nationwide network, and so the task force, as they go through the waiting lists, they can say, well, where in the whole system can we get this person the treatment that they have been waiting for and need? So rather than sort of hospital by hospital, when can this specific hospital accommodate it? It's now when can anywhere in the whole system accommodate it? The benefit of the Māori Health Authority and their people on the task force is that, you know, one of the problems we've had in healthcare services is inequity, is it's easy to discount particular people with particular conditions, and in terms of going through the waiting lists, we've got a better chance that won't happen, is that equity will be at the forefront of the decisions of the task force.
What are some of the ways that we can physically catch up on surgeries? For example, will there be more surgical beds and doctors available, or are there some sort of layers of bureaucracy that can be removed to save time?
Yeah, I think it's removing the layers of bureaucracy for a start. But second, we're not going to add to the number of beds and doctors quickly. That's just not something you do. That's not to say we don't have vacancies, and we do. And it's not to say we don't have a building program for new buildings and more beds, and we do. But that's all longer-term stuff. In the meantime, it's finding the capacity where we can and then giving people who have been waiting for procedures a space for those procedures sooner rather than later.
Are people who have been waiting for surgeries for a while, are they going to get priority over ones who haven't been waiting too long, or is it sort of a draw out of a hat on who gets seen first?
I think the approach is to look at those who've been waiting the longest, to try and then move them up the list. I think, and there may well be people who are sitting somewhere on the kind of the long list at the moment, who will be bumped up for a variety of reasons. I think it's looking about what can be done and when it can be done. I think it's those whose conditions mean that they are in, you know, varying degrees of pain. You want to alleviate the pain, and kind of looking at the relative urgency of each of the cases. So that's the job of the task force. That, you know, that's very much a clinical review of each case, and then what is the best way to manage it with the capacity and resources that we've got.
So moving on, a few months ago I asked you about what the details for the new Pharmac report were, but because it had only just come out at the time, you said you hadn't had a chance to look at it yet. One of our BFM journalists is talking to Myeloma New Zealand today about their calls for you to release it. Their CEO has wondered why it's not being released and asked, are there things in there that they're not particularly happy about? Could you explain to us why it's taking so long to release the findings of the report, and when might we expect to see it released?
There's nothing unusual here, apart from the chief executive of Myeloma New Zealand is a conspiracy theorist. The reality is we've got the report, it has been considered, it has to go to Cabinet, and it was never my intention to release it until it had been considered by Cabinet, and at the same time as we released it, we released the government's response. I got the report at the end of February. The months of March and April are pretty much, for Cabinet, pretty much focused on the forthcoming budget. And, of course, we've had still a large number of COVID issues to deal with. So consideration of the report has sat in the queue, and I expect the report and the government's response to it will be released in a matter of weeks.
That was Tuva'a speaking to Andrew Little.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.